Tamid Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is continuing the discussion about how the nituach of the Korban Tamid took place. Each chelek, how it was prepared for the hakrova. Notla sasakin. He picked up the sakin. The reason why he has to pick up the sakin, even though he's in the middle, is because the last chelek that we had with the poder, with the krovayim, what should be washed off, and the poder being put on the base hashchita of the roish, that was done by hand. So he put down the knife to assemble the different chalokim, and then he picked up the knife to continue dismembering being menatech the behemoth. So he was not also sakin. The ifish is oreo menakoved. The internal organs are attached, zelazat. It's one system. So mele, he detaches the lungs from the kovid, from the liver. The etzba kov min ha-kovid is the lobe of the liver from the kovid. V'lehoy mezizo mimkoimo. He wouldn't move the etzba kovid. This is referred to always the part in the Torah. That's the, there's a tosefis on the liver. That's called the etzba ha-kovid. It was severed from the kovid, but it was left attached. It's very thinly attached. So really, he didn't move it at all. This way it wouldn't fall off from where it was attached with the basar to the hemshech. It was hukrav, the etzba kovid, together with the basar that was there. Nokav es hachoza unesone lemisha zochaboy. He pierced the basar that's the chest of the behemoth, and he's menatech that. Nokav literally means he pierced the hole, but what it really means is he removed that basar from the skeleton, the behemoth. Abalamaisa, it's called nikiva because that's the way it's pulled off. Olla doifnei imonis, he goes up to the right flank. Oyechotich v'yoyed ad ha-shedra, he cuts downward until the shedra, until the somuch to the where the shedra is, the spine. Lemaisa v'lehoye negeh b'shedra. He doesn't cut into the shedra itself. He leaves that attached to the left side, and that's the way he cut down. Achu magil l'shteit slois rakois. There were two soft vertebrae, ribs really, that are, even though the ribs have full bone structure, the two slois rakois that don't have full bone structure. Milamala milamato. A grand total of four, because the slice is always on both sides. So you have two on one side, two on the other side. Then you have two on the bottom, near the zone of the animal. Also two on the bottom and two on the right side and two on the left side. So what he's talking about over here is Hachu Magil, the state slois rakois, that are further up by the neck, and he doesn't cut into the Chut HaShedra. Chatocho Nisona Lemisha Zochaba, that's on the left side. Va'akovit Tluyaba, the covet is attached to that. The Oizna covet, he took off of that, but the covet itself is attached there. Bola legeira, he came to the neck, v'niach bo, and he leaves that attached, and he leaves with it shteitz lois mikan. These are the shteitz lois rakus that we just mentioned. Mimin u'mismoil, they're attached to the tzad ha, to the tzad ha-smoil. Chatocha, he cut off the neck, the geiro, with the shteitz lois rakois. Uno l'son l'misha zochobo. V'akono v'aleva rea tluim bo. Those organs, both the throat pipe and the lev and the rea, are attached to that, from the neck going down to the lungs. Bolo l'dofin smolos. Now he's on the left side. V'hiniach bo shteitz lois rakois milamalon. U'shteitz lois rakois milamaton. The milamalon over here that we're talking about is samach to the zonov. Before we were talking about shteitz lois rakois from the neck. That was that cut. Here we're talking about the shteitz lois rakois that are further down. I mean, it's coming from that angle. U'shteitz lois rakois milamaton are the ones that were already cut from above, because now he's coming from the other side. V'kachoy miniach b'chaverto. These tzlois were left when he cuts out the right side. Nimtza, when we talk about what's left at tzlois with each cut, so the Mishnah is summarizing, Miniach b'shteyem shtayim lamalon u'shtayim lamaton. That means both tfanos, the tzad yamin and the tzad smol, he leaves over the shteit slois rakois, either miyamin, I'm sorry, either melamalon next to the neck or melamaton, depending on which angle you're coming from, and both of them are left with the tzad yamin and the tzad smol. Chatocho, when he cuts into the left side, and lasan and lamisha zochabo, vashedrim, the chut hashed was along with it, it wasn't severed. That choil choils the spleen tolly bov. He hoys a gedoylo. It was bigger than the tzad hayimin. That means the tzad smoil was more weight and more volume than the tzad has smoil, because the shedra is with it. Elo shal yimin hayikaren gedoylo. The tzad yimin was called more choshuv. Shakovet tluya bo. And the kovet is an aver. Shanishamet tluya bo. It's very central to the functioning. So mele, it represents more v'chshivus. Okay. Bolo loikitz, he cuts, gets to the hind part of the back part rather, of the behemo. Choytche l'nisan l'misha zolchaboy. Va'alyo, that's the tail. Ve'etzpa ha'kovid u'shtei kloyes, that goes together with that extra piece of the kovid that we talked about before, with the shtei kloyes, that's all one cut. Notar regal smoli, u'nisan l'misha zolchaboy. Nimtza kulon, the Mishnah says, we described in great detail now, cutting out all the different parts. Everybody's standing with their chelik. They're standing in a row. They varim biyadam. The Rishon, the first kohen who has the schus to be oila, who won the pious, is standing with the roish v'regel. That's his chelik. Roish b'minoy. The head is in his right hand, but it's facing backwards. Chotmoy of the tle, that means the be holding a head of an animal, the head would be facing kilu, the face of the animal is facing outward. No, it's facing him. Chotmoy, the nose, klap Yisroi, is down onto his arm. The karn of ben etzba yisov, and he holds tight onto the horns of the animal, onto the top of the animal's head, ben etzba yisov, and the nose is nestled in his arm, it's head down. If the head is down, then the beishchita by the neck is up. Because it's up, it's not derech covered, so that's why he has the evorim, or the mokam achatach is covered by the poder, which is more derech covered. The regel shel yamin b'smoiloi, the regel of the right side is b'smoiloi. Ubeis oiroi, the chelik of the or that was hufshat with lachutz, that means the regel abhema has one side that's still intact with the ur on it, and one side that was the ur was taken off in order to be able to cut the behemoth. So the side that's still intact is lachutz, that's more derech kavod, and the chelik that's cut is klape gufoy, again shielded by gufoy. Hasheni, the coin, the second coin who has the schus hakrova, b'shtei yadayim, he has the two front legs, two what's called yadayim of the behemoth. The side that's intact outside, and the side that's cut is facing his goof. Hashlishi, the third kohen, is holding on to bo oikitz. He's holding on to the chelik, the back chelik of the behemoth. Uberegel, and he's holding on to the back leg of the behemoth. Ho oikitz b'minoi v'alyo medudelas. The way he holds it is, he's holding the oikitz b'minoi, the tail. The whole back part that the tail is attached to is b'minoi. V'alyum dudelus, the alyum is hanging loose through his fingers. Ben etzba, so in order that he should be able to hold everything else. V'at etzba v'kovid u'shtei akloyois, which was one hakrova, imoi is together with the oikitz. Haregel shel smol b'smoiloi u'beisari lachutz. The regal smoiloi is also the same thing. The outer part derech kovet is the beisoi roi. That's the third koyin's chelik. Horavi, the fourth koyin, b'chozo b'geiro. The chozo is b'minoi. The ageiro, which goes together, the neck of the animal together with the corner, with the windpipe, v'alei v'rei tlumbo, is b'smoiloi v'tzalusel, penetz bois of the ribs that are the tzalos harakos, like we said before, those are held on to between his fingers. The fifth kohen, achamishi b'shtei tfanoi, so holding on to the two flanks. Shal yamin b'yaminim shal smol b'shmoloi, beis oiron lachutz, Hashishi, the sixth kohen, Bakrovayim and Asunim v'Bozach, is holding on to the Krovayim, which are in a large bowl, something like that. The word Bozach is more like a Vebik calf that was used for Akrova, but something like some type of Kli that was holding on to the Krovayim. Al Gabeim Alamala, the Krovayim are on top. And the, where this is coming from is the fact that he was already Vakev Akraim Yuchatz Bamoyim, the Torah says. So Meli doesn't hold them Kishal Atzmam, he holds them on top of Kli, because that's how they were washed off, and that's how they were brought up to the Mizbeach. Hashvi, the seventh Kohen, is holding on to Basoiles, is holding on to the Karbin Mincha, the Minchas Nezachim, that's Bo, that's all Karbin Matomit. The eighth Kohen, Hashmini, is holding on to the Chavitin of the Kohen Godel. The Hachi is holding on to the Yayin of the Nesachim that comes with the Karbon Tomit. Holchu, all the Kahanim go. Unesonu Michatzi HaKevesh Umamata. They put the Mekayim there, Akrova, by putting it down on the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, on the Chelek HaTachtoin of the Kevesh, Bimarove on the Tzad HaMariv. Umelochum, over there, that was the place. It weren't Mekayim the full din. They put it down. It was Hukdash Al Gabi Mizbeach. Okay, now they're Mekayim the din. That's in Parshas Vayikra, called Korban Chotakriv Melach. The meat, all everything that was Hukrav, was Nimlach when it was already Niskadish on the Mizbeach. V'yordu bo lehem l'lishkas ha'gozis likras es shma. That means the Hakrova was not completed. It was in motion. And now they stopped and they took a break. They went to l'lishkas ha'gozis, and now is the time of the Sveder Kriyashma with the Tfilois for the Ritzur of the Karbonis. Here's a little bit of an overlap between Tfilo and Karbonis, which I'm rather have a very deep shaykhus. So with that, we'll start Perek Chamishi. The first thing that's striking is why the Seder HaTfilo took place in the Lishkas HaGozis and not in the Azor itself. The Mokum Karbonis, that should be the Mokum Tfilo. The Tfilo and the Karbonis are shaykhs, I will say. So one reason that the Mefarshim say is there could be a Lishkas HaGozis also Mokum of Torah, because that's where the Sanhedrin sat. You have the Zchus HaTorah, the Mokum Rina, Shom Tei Tvila, Kenzai. But it would seem in the Seder HaVodah that they should say it over there. It's not clear why. Omalehem HaMamuna, the one who was in charge, gave the order, Baruch Hu Barucha Achas. They made one bracha, the Hain Baruch Hu, they made one bracha. What's one bracha before Krishma? What does that mean? We make two brachas in Birchas Krishma. We say we have the long bracha of Yitzhak Ma'iros, and we have the bracha of Avarabba, Avasoylam, Abaycha Bam Yisrael Be'ahava. They said only Abaycha Bam Yisrael Be'ahava, and they said Krishma. They say their brachas Namakiv, so they'll say Yitzhak Or after the Yitzias Or. Is more nispashit later on. The Rav speaks it out. The Seder HaBrachas Einem Ma'akvim. Here the Mishnah says something interesting. After that, the Seder HaKavua in Beis HaMikdosh was Koru Aseres HaDvorim. They read the Aseres HaDibrois. And that was before Shema V'Hoyim Shema V'Yem. Hefzik, it's not because that was a Takon HaKavua, like part of the Seder too, like saying Avi Rabbo. Shaila is, Vosep is the rest of Klal Yisrael, there is no din to say Aseres HaDibrois. And truth be told, the Gemara in Bracha says that Mitchila, they were Misangat Seres HaDibrois. Chazal held that it's a chelik, it should be a chelik of Birchas Krishma, it's a chelik of Ikri Hadas. Kol HaTorah Kulo is Geboit on and Nichlal in Seres HaDibrois. However, they were afraid that it's going to be said in places where people are going to accept the Seres HaDibrois, that's the Torah, and everything else is just the Torah Shabbat, it's just commentary. But the Torah itself is Torah Shavuchsav, is only Aseres HaDibrois Mela, then we're about to talk on. Obviously, in the Beis HaMikdash, that Chashash is not kind. There's no unclarity in the Beis HaMikdash. Mela, they kept the original Takona, and this is what they did. They said three Pashas of Krishma after Aseres HaDibrois, and then Berchu Sa'om, Sholosh Brochas, which is interesting. The Loshen. The Sholosh Brochas over here we recognize. MSV Yatziv. Is something right after Krishma, that makes sense. Va'avoida, what's avoida after Krishma? After the brach of Emes V'yatziv, Gol Yisrael Shemoneh Esrei. Look at the Seder that was over here. Emes V'yatziv, avoida is Ritzei. That means what happened over here was they did not go straight into Shmoneh Esrei. Now the emphasis, this was not l'chatchil the time to say Krishma, because all mitzvahs hayoyim, Krishma included, could be said after Alois, but the optimal time is to say later on when there's a certain amount of Mashiach, like Zman Tals and Tvilin. Krishma should be said close to Netz. There's a l'chatchil to say before that's Tvilus Vasikin, but l'maisa close to Netz. Not that early, but over here they were magdim in order to go back to the Avodas Korban HaTomen. So that everybody else didn't say Shema Avayim Shemaya Vayim when the Kohanim said it. The Kohanim said it. The Berchus Ha'om Tvila is, Berchus Ha'om over here is not referring to Bichas Koyanim where they gave the Brachas. This is referring to Berchus Ha'om they benched with the Am. It's not so clear then. Did everybody daven with this Seder? That's not so clear. It could be the Rav doesn't even have the Girsa. The Rav has V'heim Berchu Shloisha Brachos. Doesn't say Berchu Sa'om Shloisha Brachos. L'maisa, the three Brachos over here was Emes V'yatziv. Avoido is part of Shmoyne Esrei. L'chaitz the Brach of Ritzei. The Chsima was the Chsima that we use, the Minig Ashkenaz, is to use on Yom Neroyim. And other times before Bechaz Koinim, Sha'oiz Chalavat Chabir Navoid. They didn't say the Vesech Hazeno Inin, B'Shuv Kholtzim, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamach Tzishun Hazel Tzim. They said, Sha'oiz Chalavat Chabir Navoid, because that was the place where they were Ovid. So that was their Brach of Avoido. U Bechaz Koinim. Bechaz Koinim over here means the Psukim of Bechaz Koinim, not like we just said, Nesias Kapai Mamish, which was an Avoido in the Mikdash that we'll see later on. Because the Nesias Kapayim was only after the Gemara of the Akrovus HaTomen and the Ketores. And Lamais, at this point, they're not davening Shmoneh Esrei. They're just being Mesader the Brochis that the Akrovus HaTomen should be Meluva with the Tvilas. U'b'Shabbos Meisifim Brocha Achas L'mishma Yotze. There was a separate Brocha. The Rav brings the Nusach from the Gemara. The outgoing Mishmar got a bracha that they should always have between themselves. Because on Shabbos was the day the Mishmar Yotze and the Mishmar Nichnas. That was the bracha. So there's Bechaz Koinim, but this is not really Bechaz Koinim. It's just to say the Hapsukim together with say that Tvila, like a Bechaz Krishmaza. But Foshim point out that the last piece of B'Shabbos Meisifin wasn't a bracha that was said at this point in the middle of Akrovas Korban Tomen. It was said in the middle of the day when the Mishma was Yotz and the Mishma was Nichnas. But it's put over here because this was another Tvila that was Malave, the Seder Akrovas. It's not part of the regular Seder at Tvila.